Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Hockey. Coverage of East Hockey is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good evening and welcome to Marathon Park and high school hockey, where tonight the Wausau East Lumberjacks will take on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. And this is a continuation, if you will, of the Marathon Cup, although the cup was already awarded on Saturday night to the Wausau West Warriors. Tuesday night after the cup is traditionally the date when the teams that don't meet up Thursday or Saturday at Green Heck will play each other. And that normally is the case, and tonight right here it'll be the Evergreens and the Lumberjacks. But because of a scheduling snafu, Mosinee is already playing tonight in a Great Northern Conference game against Northland Pines, so they can't play Wausau West, so they will reschedule that game for a later date this season. The Warriors have the night off, and they can watch the other teams in the Wisconsin Valley Conference go at it tonight, including right here where the 3-4 D.C. Everest Evergreens take on the 2-2-1 Wausau East Lumberjacks. Both teams coming off losses on Saturday by identical scores. Mosinee beat Wausau East in the consolation game of the Marathon Cup 2-0, scoring goals in the first and second period. And it was Wausau West beating D.C. Everest 2-0 as they scored twice in the third period to beat the Evergreens and win the cup for the seventh consecutive season. It's going to be a banged-up Lumberjack squad that faces D.C. Everest tonight. They'll only suit up, I believe, 14 players in tonight's game, and they're missing two of their better skating forwards. Nick DeBorney, who missed the last game with a bruised collarbone, will not suit up tonight. And Ben Feck broke his hand in the game the other night against Mosinee, and he will not play tonight. He is in street clothes, and that's two huge losses for a team that really can't afford to lose any more players, as they had small numbers coming into this season. But they will have to make do it, as we'll hear from Coach Dino Rasmussen between the periods. They basically are taking a next man up mentality, and that's about all they can do at this point. And so we will see some changes to the lines tonight. We will see some guys getting additional minutes that don't normally skate that much, and that's just the way it's got to be for a team that not only is shorthanded normally, but is also facing shorthandedness because of injuries as well. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk more about tonight's game, give you the starting lineups. And a reminder, this is the first of a doubleheader tonight. Still to come, it will be D.C. Everest boys basketball. Chris Conley will have the call of the Evergreens as they take on Marshfield on the road. That'll be the second half of our doubleheader tonight, all right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast straining for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are
Don King back here at Marathon Park as we get set for this Valley Conference matchup between the D.C. Everest Evergreens and the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Lots of other hockey games going on around the state of Wisconsin tonight, including here in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids has a non-conference game tonight. Rapids is 5-0 to start the season. They take on Oshkosh, coming in at 1-3. Also, Merrill is at home tonight playing Shawano. Merrill's got 3 wins already this season. They're up at the Smith Center tonight. Lakeland is at home against Rhinelander up in Minocqua. And in another Great Northern Conference matchup, Antigo is playing at Wapaka tonight. Antigo 5-0-1 coming into that matchup. Northland Pines and Mosinee, as we said, squaring off. Mosinee 3-0-1 on the season. Make that 3-1-1 now. And Northland Pines 3-1-0. Coming into that game. Stevens Point and Marshfield are squaring off over at the Marshfield Rec Center. Stevens Point 1-3 and Marshfield 2-3-1 so far this season. Got to check those records. I'm not quite sure that is exactly right. Tomahawk playing Medford tonight over at the Civic Center in Medford. Also, if we take a look ahead as to what's going to be happening this week, it's a busy week for all of these teams heading toward the Christmas break. The Everest Evergreen hockey team has one more conference game left this week. They'll play at KB Willett against Stevens Point on Thursday night. The East hockey team, 2 more games this week. They'll be on the road to Park Falls on Thursday night, playing Shawamigan, and we will have that game for you as the second half of our doubleheader. The Everest Spash game will be first up from KB Willett. And then the East hockey team taking on Appleton Xavier, that game here at Marathon Park on Saturday night. That's a 7:15 start, 7 o'clock pregame right here. In between, it will be basketball on Friday night. The D.C. Everest boys taking on Wisconsin Rapids in game 1 of our doubleheader, and the East boys will play Marshfield in game 2. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. As the Zamboni finishes up its work, the teams will be returning to the ice shortly, and we'll get set to go. For the D.C. Everest Evergreens tonight, it will be Michael Moe in goal, the 6-foot, 180-pound senior. The defenseman to start tonight, Derek Tomczyk, 6-1, 165-pound junior. And Nate Bruns, 6-1, 170-pound senior. And up front to start that number one line, very good number one line, Brady Burrell, 6-2, 185-pound senior. Chris Babiars, 5-11, 165-pound junior. And Michael Plaza, 6-1, 190-pound junior. For head coach Dan Van Slyke, assisted by Dan Frijant, Chad Pernsteiner, Mike Hanke, and Dustin Erickson. For the Wausau East Lumberjacks, it will be Ian Corbett in goal, the 5'9", 195-pound senior, has 142 saves so far in the last 3 games. 142 saves in 3 games, including 40 the other night in the loss to Mosinee. So Corbett in goal tonight. The defenseman will be Sam Romanski, 6'3", 200-pound junior, and Trevor Holcomb, 5'10", 160-pound junior. And up front, They're going to be changing up the lines tonight because of the injuries. Eric Schumacher gets the start, 5'10", 135-pound senior. Cody Krasowski, 5'11", 165-pound junior. And Eddie Cravens, who will move from defense to forward tonight, 6'3", 200-pound junior. For co-head coaches Dean Rasmussen and Mike Polkinen, assisted by Greg Levinsky and Mark LaCrosse. The Lumberjacks lost 2-0 to Mosinee on Saturday. The Evergreens lost to Wausau West, also by a score of 2-0. East Everest Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, or you can call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Also by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. And also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. And they have been one of our longtime sponsors on high school sports here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. A reminder, once again, our second game tonight will be boys basketball. The DC Everest boys taking on Marshfield. Everest coming off a win over the Wausau East Lumberjacks on Friday night. And they will play at Marshfield tonight. Chris Conley will have the call of that game when we are done here at Marathon Park. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get set to drop the puck. It's the Lumberjacks and the Evergreens. Wisconsin Valley Conference hockey on the way here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Smart Santas know you can save lots of dough with a ho-ho happy holiday loan from Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's perfect for purchasing presents. You can borrow up to $2,000, and your payments can be as low as $91 a month for 24 months. It's just the idea of having $2,000 for holiday gifts makes you feel like celebrating. Don't wait. Cloverbelt Credit Union makes it quick and easy to apply. Just call a friendly CCU lender at 715-842-5693. Stop at any Cloverbelt Credit Union or log on to ccuwausau.com. And click on the holiday loan sale button. Smart Santas know CCU is the place to go for a holiday loan and for Visa gift cards. Beautiful holiday designs, and they're only $2. Tis the season for giving and for saving. With CCU, $2,000 ho-ho happy holiday loan. Payments as low as only $91 a month for 24 months. Where you bank does make a difference. Happy holidays from Clover Bell Credit Union. Holiday loan featured rate at 7.95% APR for Tier 1 credit. Other rates and terms available.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers, skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311. Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free, because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors. Even when the kids are out of the house or in another room, they can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Visit noattacks.org, because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'm in the car next to you on the highway, heading to work. I sit in front of you on the bus. I work in the office down the hall and stand next to you in the elevator. We've known each other for years. Of all the things you know about me, here's one you don't. I'm one out of every six Americans, and I'm struggling with hunger. This isn't an incurable disease. It's not an uncontrollable epidemic. There's enough food in this country to feed every hungry person. This is a problem with a solution. Please, visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To help fight hunger in central Wisconsin and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org.
And we're back here at Marathon Gas. We're just about set to drop the puck. The Lumberjacks are in white tonight with the black and red trim. Everest is in green with the gold and white trim. So let's see what this undermanned Lumberjack squad can do with the Evergreens here tonight. Burrell, Baviars, and Plaza. Tomczyk, Bruns, and Moe for the Evergreens. Corbett, Romanski and Holcomb, Schumacher, Cravens, and Krasowski to start for East. And we're underway. And the puck is knocked away at the blue line. Lumberjacks send it back the other way. They're going to wave off icing, and the Evergreens will run it down in their own zone behind their own net. Nate Bruns had it for a moment. Now gets it over to Tomczyk. They look to break it out and will out of the zone. Run down by Trevor Holcomb for East. He sends it back the other way. Picked up at the neutral zone by Cravens. He backhands the pass ahead. It's ticked by one of the Evergreens and goes in behind the net. Tomczyk will pick it up there. Everest looks to break it out. Turnover in the zone. There's a shot that goes wide off the stick of Schumacher. East gets the first shot. Now another turnover. And this time Holcomb takes the shot from the blue line. That doesn't get on the net. Battle down in the corner. Evergreens will grab it and look to break it out. Dangerous carrying it in front. Now a turnover held in at the blue line, thrown in by Cravens. And now Everest will just send it the other way and get an icing call and get a whistle. So a good first shift by East here tonight. They kept the action in their offensive zone, forced a couple of turnovers, and got a couple of shots that went wide. And now the faceoff will come in the East offensive zone once again. Landon Daigle out there to take the draw. Against Tyler Kaler. East will win it. Backhanded shot off the back side of the net. Slides to the corner. A battle for it there. Andrew Daigle centered it. Lumberjacks hold the zone to the boards. Now Everest will clear it. Run down and sent back in. That's Austin Cummings playing D here tonight. Actually, he is playing forward, but he was back at the blue line for that sequence. And now Everest will look to break it out, but held in again by Landon Daigle. It's the school and Jack Knuckles out there on defense on this shift. Here comes Everest back the other way into the zone. Tyler Kaler, centering pass, knocked away by the Lumberjacks, and they clear it out to center ice. Everest picks it up at the red line. Here comes Bryce Dively. Dively carries it in. There's a shot. That didn't get through. It was blocked away. Here comes East back the other way. Pope checked away at the blue line, though. And Everest takes it in. There's a shot that goes wide to the corner. Battle for it in the far corner. Sends it all the way around the East net to the opposite corner. Lumberjacks looking to get it out and can't. Everest holds the zone. Chris Sackman sends it in behind the net once again. Battle there behind the East net. Nobody can get control of it. Now stepping up, Alex Degner will backhand it behind the net again and then slide back to the blue line. East will pick up the loose puck. Jack Knuckles. Knuckles carries it ahead. Sends a long pass ahead that's intercepted at the blue line. And here come the Evergreens back the other way. They're going to just dump it in and get a change, and it's run down by Romanski. Romanski's going to skate it ahead. He's got some room and skates it out of the zone. Backhands it to the far boards. Landon Daigle slaps it in, but it's quickly going to be cleared out of there. No, turnover in the zone again. Landon Daigle kept it in, and now it's got to be covered up by Michael Moe. Good hard forecheck by Landon Daigle. And the Evergreens, with a chance to clear it there, didn't. And East was able to get another opportunity, and they'll get an offensive zone faceoff here. 14-12 here to play. First period, no score. Evergreens look a little flat coming out here in this one. They have the puck behind their own net. Looks to break it out. Can't get the breakout pass, and East holds it in. That first breakout pass is so important. The forward's got to control that pass and able to make the next pass to get it out. If you don't, chances are that the other team will be able to hold it in the zone. Now a turnover again in the zone. There's a shot and a glove save on a deflected shot by Andrew Daniel. Once again, the puck came up into the high crease. Daniel was able to get a shot away. It deflected, and Moe was able to make an easy glove save. But another offensive zone faceoff coming here for the Lumberjacks. East Everest Hockey tonight brought to you by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, located on Wausau's northeast side. East wins the draw. Shot thrown in by Cravens goes wide. Holcomb will slap it in all the way around the boards to the opposite side. And a big check there. And East able to hold the zone. Now a shot thrown in, and that's deflected up into the netting and out of play on a hard wrister from the blue line by Sam Romanski. Moe had to stick that aside. 13:33 to play here, first period, no score. The question is, with only 14 skaters suited up, is East going to have enough stamina to survive to the third period? They're playing well here now. Let's see what happens when the adrenaline wears off. Here's Everest with a cross-ice breakout pass. They get it out across the red line and into the zone. Centering pass. Backhanded pass didn't get through. They tried to find a cutter. Now they'll send it back behind the net. Grabbed there by Sackman, Chris Sackman. Centering pass, that's deflected over to the far boards. Sackman turns, high slot, gets a shot away that goes wide. Still in front, and Corbett slides over. The net was open. Everest couldn't get a stick on it, but they're able to hold the zone. East can't clear it. Evergreens get it down low. They get it out on top, and a fan on a hard shot. East able to clear it. They'll send it the length of the ice and get an icing call. That was Avery Allard who fanned on a shot up near the top, and East was able to clear the zone here and get the whistle, but the faceoff will be coming in the Evergreen offensive zone here. To the right of Ian Corbett. Chris Babiarz takes the draw for the Evergreens. It goes down into the corner. Landon Daniel at center here for East. Everest controls it out to the point. Now they get it down low. This is Plaza. He's being dogged down there by Jack Knuckles. Lumberjacks pick up the loose puck, and they get it out of the zone. Now they will center ice. Everest needs to retreat, and they will tag up. Battle right near the blue line. Everest will get it in. Babiarz took it in. Lost the handle on it. Now penalty coming. Delayed penalty against the Lumberjacks. Going to be a tripping call. And now Everest gets the extra skater on. They send it out of the zone back to center ice, and now they'll set up what amounts to a power play here as they have the extra skater on. East needs to touch up this puck. It's going to be an icing call. Long pass. The Evergreens didn't handle it, but they will get a power play here on the trip. Babiarz went down as he was carrying the puck in the zone. And Everest has the first power play of the night with 12:07 to play here in the first period. The penalty will go on Nick Piscula. 2 minutes for tripping. Faceoff coming to the right of Ian Corbett. Comes out of the slot. Slides out to the blue line now. Evergreen's able to hold it in for a moment. Now they get it down. Carried on top. There's a shot. That deflects wide. Babiarz had a hard shot. Hit one of his own teammates in the leg. Now he's able to clear it the length of the ice. And the Evergreens will chase it down. Avery Allard will pick it up and look to bring it ahead. Long pass, center ice, it's caught there by Plaza, backhanded ahead, behind the defense, carrying it in, free, Corbett makes a save on that. The Evergreens control it, get it back out to the point. Degner, now walking it in, is Allard, that deflected, didn't get through, goes to the corner. Plaza has it behind the net. He's being pinned up against the boards by Romanski. Everest comes out of there with it. Out on top again, Allard. Centering pass to the slot, there's a shot, that goes wide again. Everest still controls it. Out on top, Allard. Babiarz, and that deflects up and out of play. Knuckles got a stick on that, and we get a whistle. 57 seconds remaining in the power play for the Evergreens. 11:04 to play here in the first period. Faceoff will come to the left of Ian Corbett. This is the quietest hockey rink I have heard. I think the fans are worn out from all the hockey on Thursday and Saturday. Not making a whole lot of noise right now. And now pass, it's taken away. Here comes Romanski. He's going to come in on a breakaway. And Andrew Daniel, that guy scores! And the Lumberjacks get on the board with a shorthanded goal. a turnover at the blue line, and Andrew Daniel went coast-to-coast, deked Moe, and put in a backhander for the goal, and the Lumberjacks lead it 1-0, and man, I'll tell you what, Everest has come out flat here tonight. I don't think there's any other way to put it. That was a lazy pass, D-to-D at the blue line, an easy steal for Daniel, and then nobody could catch up to him, and he deked Moe and put in a backhander for the goal, a shorthanded goal, Lumberjacks lead 1-0. Puck goes into the zone. Holcomb grabs that, sends it out to the blue line, but Everest is able to hold it in. Down along the side boards. Degner with it. Brady Burrell. Burrell carries it in, shot, and Corbett makes a save on that. Shot from a tough angle by Burrell, and we get a whistle. 25 seconds remaining in the man advantage for the Evergreens. 10:32 to play here, first period, 1-1 on the shorthanded goal, unassisted by Andrew Daniel. Faceoff won by Everest, they get it out to the point, Allard gets the pass down, a shot to goal, and the Evergreens quickly tie it on a power play goal. Let's see who got that one. Allard will get the assist, and trying to get the number there. We'll get it here shortly. That's going to be Alex Degner who will get the goal. Allard will get the assist. And Everest ties it up with a power play goal, 1-1 here in the first period. Faceoff coming at center ice. And the Evergreens win it. Maybe that shorthander was a wake-up call for DC Everest. They send it into the zone, have it behind the east net. Battle for it there behind the boards. Puck goes to the far corner. Lumberjacks clear it. Here comes Cody Krasowski in on the forecheck. And if East holds the zone, there's a shot till it's blocked and back out to center ice. Lumberjacks are going to dump it back in, tag up, and then attack again. Everest will run it down behind their own net. Derek Tomczyk. And now turnover in the zone. Cravens shoots high over the top of the net. Clearing pass right in front, and Cravens kept it in. Now the Lumberjacks keep it in again. And another turnover shot. And a save made by Moe. Pad save on that. Krasowski with it. Taken away from him. Comes out to the point. Now it's out to center ice. And out of the pack comes Grant Dennis. He'll dump it in, and Everest will get a change. Lumberjacks with more chances there. Now one of the Lumberjacks lost an edge and went down. That's going to be Romanski, but he's going to carry it out to center ice and then flick it in. It's caught at the blue line, though, by Allard. And Everest will come back the other way. Cross-ice pass off the stick of Dively. He's going to dump it in and give chase. Centering pass goes off the side of the net. He clears it away to the boards, and here they come out of the zone. Lumberjacks will send it in. They wave off ice, and the puck almost bounces in front. Took a funny bounce, almost came in front of the net. Moe was able to direct it away. Puck comes to the near boards. Now the Evergreens take it to center ice. Send it ahead. They've got a man streaking behind the defense. Shot. That went wide off the stick of Chris Sackman. Battle along the board. Far boards for it. Down in the corner now. Everest controls it. Centering pass. There's a shot. And a save made by Corbett. Good hard shot right there by Brady Burrell. And Corbett made the save sprawling on the ice. And I think maybe that shorthanded goal woke up the Evergreens a little bit. They're playing much better here in the last couple of minutes. It's 1-1, 8:31 to play here first period. Although they're still not clearing their defensive zone when they have opportunities. East is getting shots away. Everest controls it now. It comes out to the point. Degner with it. Cross ice, this is Allard, flicks it at the net, that's blocked. Allard gets it back, shoots again, that deflects behind the net. Battle for it back there. Evergreens control it again, comes out of the zone though. And the Evergreens have to tag up. They're just going to throw it back in. Goes off the back of the net. And Gabe McGinnity will grab it. McGinnity, poke checked away from him. He's looking to clear it, it did come out. Evergreens had to tag up, Lumberjacks will look to attack. And the interception, that was a nice read right there. Shot goes wide. That was Allard, I think, who read that pass nicely, intercepted it, got the shot away, and a battle along the near boards. Right by the east bench, Lumberjacks looking to clear it, get it out, and they can't. Turnover in the zone. Austin Shiro takes a shot. That went behind the net. Now it's Jack, or Gabe McGinnity. Make that Jack Knuckles. Knuckles flips it up and out of play, or actually it stayed in play and goes all the way down to the other end. Everest will clear it back the other way. East was getting an offensive change there. Holcomb gets on the ice with Romanski. There's a long pass ahead, pass Krasowski, and that will be another. They're going to wave off icing. I'm not sure why they waved it off, but they did, and now that's going to be, now they got away with a trip right there, the Lumberjacks did. They dump it in behind the Everest net. Everest looks to break it out. Cross ice pass, they've got it. Nice breakout pass right there. Here comes Austin Shiro into the zone. Shot! Corbett, the save. There's a rebound directed to the corner. Puck slides behind the East net. Grabbed there by Romanski. Now Cravens makes a nice move to get free. Did it come out of the zone? No. Everest able to hold the zone. Lumberjacks looking to clear it. It's along the boards. Comes out. There's a shot. That didn't get through. Went off a leg. Still in front. Lumberjacks look to clear it out. Now they will. That'll be the length of the ice, and that'll be an icing call against East. 6:19 to play here. First period. 1-1 the score. East Everest Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Also by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Landon Daniel takes the faceoff for East. Everest wins it, and Allard throws it at the net, goes behind, and then to the corner. Sackman sends it out on top to Allard again, goes D to D. Degner winds up, shoots. That's blocked off the leg of Cummings. Sent in front. Corbett directs it behind the net again. Lumberjacks have it. And they're able to get it out to center ice. Pope checked away, though. Now it's grabbed by Landon Daniel. He wants to skate it ahead. Comes into the zone, but Everest able to clear it. They send it back the other way. Here they come. And they dump it in. Puck comes along the boards. Nobody from the Lumberjacks went over to grab it, so Everest will. Cedric pass. One-timer in the slot. No, there's a shot. That didn't get through. It's still in front. East tries to clear it, and Everest keeps it in at the point. Degner winds up. Takes the slapper. That didn't get through. Knocked his own man down with that one. Puck loose in the corner again. East needs to clear this, get it out of the zone. Everest able to hold it again. Now it's sent into the slot. Romanski will grab it and send it off the glass and out. Everest will send it right back in. Holcomb will run it down in the corner. Send it all the way to the opposite side. Everest sends it behind the net again. Centering pass knocked away. Cravens will grab it. Skate it behind his own net. Now reverses direction, looks, and flips it up into the crowd. Hopefully didn't nail anybody up there. And East will get another defensive zone faceoff here after flipping it up and out of play. 4:55 to play here, first period. 1-1 the score. Faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett here. And it's grabbed by Pascula. Nick Pascula sends it over to the near corner. Lumberjack sent it all the way around the boards. Cravens will send it out. They wave off icing, so Everest has to run it down. The goalie, Moe, comes out to play it. Now, turnover shot! That deflects up and out of play. Krasowski jumped right on that one as it was bobbled for a moment by Shiro, but he was able to get a stick on it and deflect it up and out of play, and we get a whistle, but East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Tyler Kaler takes the draw for the Evergreens. Landon Daniel wins it for East. They didn't get much on that pass back to the point. Everest able to get it out. Here they come. Jack Knuckles, though, stops that rush, and now East will come back the other way. Puck deflects up in the air to center ice. Knuckles will pick it up, fight through a couple of checks. Puck slides slowly into the zone. Everest will clear it out. That should be an icing call against the Evergreens. Actually, East ran it down, so they wave off the icing. Now puck kept into the zone as one of the Lumberjacks took too long to get rid of it. Now East picks it up. They'll carry it out. Puck loose at center ice. Nobody can get control of it. And now Everest will carry it in. Matthew Yankee sends it in behind the East net. On the forecheck there, Grant Dennis. Battle for it along the boards. Pops up in the air in the corner. And Jack Knuckles will come out of there with it. Here he comes, skating it across the blue line. Across the red, into the zone, and shoots, and a glove save made by Mo. East was getting a change, and Mo gloved it. As Jack Knuckles skated it end-to-end, took the shot, Mo made the save and the whistle. 3:26 to play here, first period. 1-1 the score. Eric Schumacher takes the draw against Babiarz. And here comes Everest. They've got a 2-on-2. Babiarz, he's quick. He's good. Pope checked away, though, nicely to stop that rush. Lumberjacks try to clear it out. It's held in by the Evergreens. Now it's going to be a hand pass called, and it's going to be a faceoff coming for the Lumberjacks in their offensive zone. 3:10 to play here in the first period. Schumacher takes the draw against Babiarz again. Puck comes to the boards. Lumberjacks take a shot. That goes wide off the stick of Cravens. Everest sends it back to the defenseman. Schumacher's going to battle for it behind the net. He gets some help down there. They send it around the boards. Evergreens try to clear it. East holds it into the slot. Now it's sent out. Everest has Babiarz. Makes a nice move. Gets free. Backhander. That deflects up and to the corner. Battle down there. Grabbed by Romanski. Romanski, being pressured, now gets rid of it to Cravens. Cravens tries to get it out, but Everest holds his own. Sends it behind the East net again. Grabbed by Romanski. Sends it behind the net to Holcomb. Holcomb looks. Now sends it back to Romanski behind the net. Lumberjacks need to get it out. Holcomb and Romanski play gets dangerous. Centering pass to get it out. Turnover in the zone. Everest shoots. That goes wide. Now it's grabbed by Holcomb. He's going to skate it ahead. Trevor Holcomb across the red line. Looks. Makes a move. Dumps it into the corner, and he'll give chase. Holcomb and Andrew Daniel down there. Now here come the Evergreens back the other way. Long pass. They get behind the defense. Here they come into the zone. Corbett made the save somehow. He came out of the net and got a piece of it on Grant Dennis. East back the other way. Puck slides to center ice at the boards. That was a beautiful opportunity for Everest right there. Grant Dennis couldn't get it. There's a shot that deflects wide. Down into the corner. Landon Daniel sends it around the boards and out. Landon and Andrew Daniel both along the sideboards. Andrew will flick it into the zone with a minute 30 to play in the period. Landon Daniel wins the race. Can he control it? Official gets in the way. Puck flips up in the air. Kept in the zone, though, nicely by Jack Knuckles. Now East goes D to D, but nobody on the other side. Now we're going to get an offside call against East. The school had tried to carry it in. One of the Lumberjacks was still in the zone. A minute 14 to play first period. 1-1 the score. Faceoff will come just outside the Everest blue line. Puck is loose. Evergreens grab this one. Cross ice pass, and here comes Tomczyk. Turnover in the zone. Shoot! And a save made by Moe. A hard shot by Krasowski. He got the steal and got the hard shot away off the top of the pads. Here comes Everest back the other way. Chris Sackman, centering pass. There's a shot. Corbett made a save on that. On the shot by Bryce Dively, and we get another whistle here. Both teams getting scoring opportunities. Both goalies making the save with 54 seconds to play. Faceoff coming in the Everest offensive zone here. Babiarz in to take the draw. Now we get a whistle, and they'll change centers here. Somebody tried to jump the faceoff. So they do it again. And puck loose, still loose. Plaza goes down in the corner trying to dig it out. He sends it around the net all the way out on top to Allard. Allard at the blue line will dump it back in behind the net. Everest controls it. Centering pass, shot! Corbett might have got to save a piece of that. Goes to the corner. Now it's grabbed by Romanski, sends it behind the net. Over in the corner is Gabe McGinnity, trying to dig it out. Everest held it in. That's directed to the corner again on a shot. Lumberjacks can't clear it. Holcomb behind his own net. Puck pops up in the air out to the point. Held in again. Now they get it to Allard. Allard walks it in, centering pass. That deflects behind the net again. 4 seconds. East needs to clear it out, and they will, and that's how the first period will come to an end. One period is in the books, and the Lumberjacks, with a shorthanded goal, have played the Evergreens even here. It's 1-1 after one. We'll take a timeout, come back, and hear from Everest co-coach, East co-coach Dino Rasmussen first. We'll hear from Dan Van Slyke between the second and third periods, but Coach Rasmussen is up first after this on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.